Good morning, brothers and sisters. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 9 to 13. Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 9 to 13. It is the provision for teaching the law. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all in Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women, and children, and the stranger that is within the gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. And all that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. Yes, O God, thank you for your word. Yes, Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross on the third day, and who rose from the dead for forgiveness of our sins. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. Indeed, you are our master to fear and to honor in our lives. Thank you, Lord, as the time today, your tabernacle is your church, where we learn to fear you, O God. Bless this day, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us now thanks to God for all the faithfulness and blessings he given to us. Lord, thank you once again as we gather in this place to worship you with your people as one accord, to honor you, to learn how to fear you more, and to fulfill our vows unto you. Lord, thank you for all your loving kindness, your faithfulness, the answered prayers, for kindness for all our brethren who pray for each and every one of your people, for the people around us to share your gospel and testify to them your wonderful works you done to us, for the new souls you bring to your presence to know you, for the healingness, strength, perseverance, for our going through the narrow gate to perfect us, being you are our Father is perfect. For the salvation that you let to flow through our lives to the people around us. The joy, the fruit of the Holy Spirit that enable us to manifest in our lives. Lord, thank you, O God. Without you, we are nothing. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you, forgive our sins, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We acknowledge our sins, O God, and repented of it and renounce it, and help us, O Lord, that your Holy Spirit will prevail than our flesh, to always watchful and prayerful in our lives. We renounce it, Lord, our sins, for the fear of man, our naughtiness, stubbornness, compromises, sadness, doubt, wasting time in doing our own will. All this work of the flesh, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Yes. We rebuke it, Lord, in the lives of your people, O God. Lord, set them free, O God, of your people for all these sins, O God, so that they will continue to serve you. Let us now pray for our families, for husbands, wives, children, single parents, and our siblings. Lord, thank you for our family to enable us to share your gospel to them. Pray for them, Lord, to put in their hearts to seek you, to know and to learn how to fear you, Lord, to be with us to serve you. Help us, Lord, for for us, O God, but as one family to serve you, O God. Lord, we pray for every husband to fear you by implementing your word, plan, and will in their lives of their family that you give to them. Give them, Lord, a well-paid job to provide all the needs of his family and to stand firm, to have good health and strength, Lord, that comes from you. We pray for the wives, O God, to be a prudent wife to their husband, to bless the works of their hands, to become fruitful and submissive to their godly husband, as one to nurture their children. We pray for all the children, O God, protect them, guide them in the fear of yours, give them wisdom in their studies, and help them and their parents in their household chores, and be obedient and submissive to their parents, and willingly to be trained to be a good, faithful servant of yours, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up unto your hands of all the single parents of this world. Lord, bring into your church to know how to live a righteous and holy life, and to learn to give their lives to you, and accept that you are their husband now and father of their children. Lord, have mercy on them. Save them, O God, from their depression and enslavement that they are in, and learn to raise their children in the fear of yours by obeying your word and will in their lives. Lord, we pray for our siblings. We pray for their salvation. Speak to them through circumstances that they are passing through in their lives. For you are a faithful God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us now ask the Lord our personal petition and request. For God said, come to me, who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Yes, we find rest in him when we commit and give our lives to him and obey his commands. Let us now pray for our brethren in Christ. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Help them, Lord, increase their faith, yes. Encourage through your word and the people around them that you are with us. Provide all their needs, Lord. Sustain them, Lord. Give them good health and strength and wisdom in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job to bless by the Lord. Lord, we place under your hand our company. Bless, Lord, by giving more projects, incomes, clients. Flow your salvation through us. Bear our good example to them, to submit to our earthly master, to work diligently, to serve with pure and clean heart without expecting anything in return. That your people will always be the light and the salt in every company, and remember that we are promoting you in our lives. For the people around us will see you and know that you are a true living God. Lord Jesus, that you are the way. And that is the way, Lord, that they will repent and start to obey and follow you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, friends, relatives. Lord, we pray for the people near to us, the people we meet in our walking, in every single conversations that enable us to share to them how to live according to your word and fear you. We pray for salvations. We pray that every conversations we had will convict them to repent and humble down themselves in your presence and start to take a bow unto you, O God. Use, Lord, every circumstances in their lives to encounter you, for them to convert their faith unto you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for this country, UAE, and for the extension of the church in Oman, in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, America, Armenia, Sierra Leone, Brazil, Australia, Pakistan, India, Iraq, Myanmar, Philippines. Lord, we pray for the favor that comes from you, and provide all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we thank you for this nation of UAE to know you, and we pray to bless this country and flow your peace. We pray for the local expat people that they will set free from their false religion of Islam and other religion that enslaves them and hinder them to know that you are a true living God. Speak to them through your word and receive the salvation that comes from you. We continue intercede for them, O God. Have mercy on them and use all of us to speak in every way that they will convert their faith unto you and accept that you are true Lord Jesus is a God. We pray, Lord, have favor to meet all the needs of your church in every nations. We pray, protect you of every congregations and use them mightily to teach, admonish, rebuke all the people that you brought to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow and all the ministries of the church, the evangelism, more Bible studies and congregation to be planted, more people water baptized, and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, open us great effective doors to reach new people and share your gospel to them, to teach them. We pray, Lord, to bless the church banking, church clinic, church school, the farming, the translation ministry, the website and watchman ministry. Lord, add more to us, ministry to reach people and teach them how to live their lives according to your will and plan to them. We pray to bring more souls to your church. Send us to them. Anoint your church to give the accurate word in every particular events of the life of your people to help them and understand your word. Lord, open to us more villages, buildings, families, groups to evangelize. Give all your workers, pastors, leaders, the spiritual gifts that they need to go on and serve you. Lord, help us that the fruit of the Holy Spirit be always manifested in our lives, to see you through our lives to the people around us. Put the desire in our hearts, Lord, of all your servants to give us more love and compassion to the people in the name of Jesus. We pray for the service today, Lord. Bless every item of our service, the prayer, the giving, the praise and worship. Anoint, Lord. Bless our recording to reach the lost and the needs of your people. Bless your word to speak to us, to obey, and to put into practice. Lord, we offer our adoration unto you through Christ, Lord Jesus. Be with us, O God, have mercy on us. We cry unto you to bless us and refill us once again with your Holy Spirit. May your name be lifted up and anointed and glorified in our midst. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and sing and worship to our God.
Your presence, this moment. Lord God, that before we come, you are already here waiting for us, O Lord, to worship you and honor you. We thank you, O God. And as we come together, O Lord God, once more we put our trust in you. In Christ we found our hope.
Jesus died, the wrath of God was song in the presence of the Lord. Listen to Him. He speaks in your heart. You are His child and you are His own. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have died on the cross and you have claimed us. You have forgiven our sins, O Lord God. And as you have promised, O Lord Jesus, we make ourselves ready at your coming, because you will come and you will take us with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your promise. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for the miracles that you are doing in our lives. Yes, O Lord God, let each and every one of us today will feel your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O God, we thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you bestow upon from our good health, strength, and our finances. Lord, thank you for my brethren who faithfully give what is due for you. Bless them, Lord. Open the windows of heaven upon them. Rebuke the devourer and their lives. Give job to their jobless. Lord, I pray for this money to bless and use for your glory, to help your people, to raise up more congregation, to feed the people that comes from your word. This all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh, the overseer, entitled The Fear of God, Part 12, Keeping Your Vows to God. The Fear of God, Part 12, Keeping Your Vows to God. Let us open our Bible in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verses 21 and 22. Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verses 21 and 22. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be in sin in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness and mercy unto us, O God. Lord, I pray, help us to do your will as we listen and meditate your word today, O Lord. Let your name be glorified and magnified. Lord, I pray, anoint my lips as I read your word and message today, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Redeemer. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In setting a vow to God, you need to fulfill what you vow so that blessing will continue to flow in your life and in the life of your family and in the life and the people with you. This is what the Word of God tells us in Psalms chapter 50, verse 14. Psalms chapter 50, verse 14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. You make a vow the time that you are in trouble. Therefore, you need to fulfill it when God answers your prayers and delivers you out of your troubles. As the psalmist here said to God in Psalms chapter 66, verses 13 and 14. Psalms chapter 66, verses 13 and 14. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth had spoken when I was in trouble. Even the non-believers, when God will put them into a hard situation, they will make the vows and do their parts to fulfill, as we read here about the Egyptians that Isaiah spoke in his prophecy in Isaiah chapter 19, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 21, "And the Lord shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. Yea, they shall vow a vow unto the Lord and perform it." Also, as we read here about the men who were on the ship after they threw away Jonah into the sea. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 16, Jonah chapter 1, verse 16, "Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows." If the non-believers will do such, then how much for the people of God and for us today? That we need to be obedient and diligent to fulfill our vows unto God when He relieve us and answer our prayers. Therefore, be diligent and be glad to fulfill your vows to God, as the psalmist said in Psalms chapter 56, verse 12. Psalms chapter 56, verse 12, "Thy vows are upon me, O God, I will render praises unto thee." Don't be like Jonah, whom God disciplined and put him in the belly of the big fish to force him to pay his vows. But finally, Jonah surrendered to God and did as he vowed, as we read here from his mouth. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." To fulfill our vows that will impress the non-believers around us, our good example in that aspect to fulfill our vows unto God and to keep our commitment will help the non-believers to hear the good news and the salvation of Jesus in a proper way. As we read here in Nahum chapter 1, verse 15. Nahum chapter 1, verse 15. "Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feast before thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off." Therefore, put in your mind, when you preach the gospel to the lost, you need to live the message and the word of God so salvation can flow through you to others, and your life will be a good example for them to follow Christ. Also, put in your mind that your vows to God, you need to fulfill in the presence of the life of the people of God, His church, as we read here in Psalms chapter 116, verse 14 and 18. Psalms 116, verse 14 and 18. "I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people." Verse 18, "I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of his people." In Psalms chapter 65, verse 1, Psalms chapter 65, verse 1, "Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Sion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed." Zion was the place of his sanctuary and his people around him. And today is the church where you need to fulfill your commitment to God in the presence of his people. The people of God were fulfilling their vows in the sanctuary of God, in the place that he had ordained the ark to be located. To that place, the people were recommended to bring their vows to God. Such arrangement was to prove the faithfulness of God's people toward God. And there were the priests were in their offices to spur the people to be diligent in fulfilling their vows. People who are fulfilling their vows in God's sanctuary, in His church, among His people will encourage others to live in obedience to Christ. Those who fear God will be noticed and approved by God and by His church, and they will be good example to others to follow. We can read about them the following in Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And this shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spear them, as a man speareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Those who fear God and fulfill their vows, they will be honored by God, and their life will be blessed by God, and will have power and authority over their enemies, and everyone will notice how God is delivering them from troubles because He is pleased with their lives. We can read about them the following in Malachi chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Malachi chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Bringing and fulfilling the vows in his sanctuary, that is God's church, will give the opportunity for the priest, the church leaders, the pastors to examine and approve what the people vowed and offered to God, and to rebuke and correct those who cheat in fulfilling their vows. We can read about those who cheat God the following in Malachi chapter 1, verse 14. Malachi chapter 1, verse 14. But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and boweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Therefore, don't cheat God, so his curse will not fall on you. Good example from the Bible of those who fulfilled their vows in the midst of God's people is the example of Hannah, the mother of Samuel, who vowed to give her first son to the Lord. Let us read the story of Hannah and learn godly matters from her good attitude. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 7 to 28. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Verses 7 to 28. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grave? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she speak in her heart, only her lips move, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou had asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did it, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord. And there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and give her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. As we read, Hannah prayed to God and made her vow to give back to God what he will give her. God was merciful to her in giving her Samuel. And so she in return fulfilled what she promised God by giving her first son Samuel to the Lord. The priest at the place of worship commended Hannah for her good attitude toward God, and wish her more of God's blessings, as we read here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, The Lord gave thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. And in that, God blessed Hannah further for her faithfulness and gave her more children, as we read here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Therefore, as you are faithful and honest in fulfilling your vows unto the Lord, God's blessing will flow further into your life. And the more you give to God, then the more He is going to bless you. Another example is the mother of Lemuel, whom she requested God a son, as we conclude about that from this scripture, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 1 and 2. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? That woman, when God gave her a son, she taught him godliness and righteousness as she bowed and asked the following. Letter A. She taught him why not to drink wine. She taught him why not to drink wine. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 3 to 7. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 3 to 7. As we read here, give not thy strength unto woman, for thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give a strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. In the same way, we need not to drink wine and alcohol, and we need to teach our children the same. Letter B. She taught him to help the oppressed and speak out for their behalf. She taught him to help the oppressed and speak out for their behalf. As we read here in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 and 9. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 and 9. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. In the same way, we need to stand with the poor and defend those who are oppressed and teach our children to do the same. Letter C, she taught him the godly characters and the value of marrying a virtuous woman. She taught him the godly characters and the value of marrying a virtuous woman. As we read here in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it's yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion of her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow of her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her in the gates. In the same way, we need to teach our children and disciples the value of godly marriages, and is to get married according to God's will and to a godly partner. Therefore, and from the example of the mother of Lemuel, when God will give you children, raise them and train them in the fear of the Lord. All of us need to teach our children godly things. As the mother of Lemuel did so, God shall bless them with their families. My dear and beloved, in Psalms chapter 76, verse 11. Psalms chapter 76, verse 11. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be run about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. It is time for you to examine yourself and be diligent and faithful to God in fulfilling all what you vowed to him, especially in the time that you were in a trouble. Learn also from the good example of Hannah and the mother of Lemuel, who, when they prayed to God to give them children, and God gave them, and they fulfilled their vows to God. Hannah gave Samuel to God and brought him to the Lord in his sanctuary, and let him stay there, live with the priest to serve in the house of God. And the mother of Lemuel raised her son in the fear of the Lord and taught him to observe godly principles in his life. She taught him to abstain from drinking, to stand with the poor and defend the oppressed, and to value godly marriages in marrying a godly woman who fears God. Time is now for you to reflect on the message and translate that into your life by applying the principles that we learn from the Word of God. Shall we all rise and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that taught me how to live a godly life and pertain to be faithful to you in obeying your word and commands, and to fulfill that, and to do my vows to you in your church and in the presence of your people. Church, come now to the Lord and repent and renounce all your sins and shortcomings. Renounce the sins of unfaithfulness, doing your own will, being bad example to others around you, and in such you are hindering the gospel to be preached. Renounce your breaking and not fulfilling your vows to God. Renounce your sin by being unfaithful to God's church. Renounce your sins of non-disciplining your children and not raising them in a godly way. Renounce your sins of drinking wine, not standing with God to help the poor and defend the oppressed, and in non-promoting godly marriages and in non-teaching and valuing the marriage with a godly partner. Lord, I ask you to forgive me I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself today to fulfill to you what I vowed. Lord, I will live in a way to be a good example among your church and your people, so they can be encouraged to go forward and to fulfill their vows unto you. Lord, I commit myself to live a godly life and to be a good example, so that the gospel will be further preached and reach more new people. Lord, strengthen me and sustain me. Provide for me and protect me so that I will continue to serve you. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who repented for their sins and willing to come back to you and fulfill their vows in the midst of your church. Lord, uphold them with your grace and mercy. Give them strength and provide their needs so they will continue to serve you and live their lives for you. Lord, make their lives good testimony to others to go on and serve you. Lord, bless us as your church and uphold us with your grace and mercy so that we will continue to teach and discipline our children and the new disciple with the principles that we learned today in your word to fulfill our vows in obeying the word of God, in non-drinking alcohol, also about justice, and to stand with the poor and defend the oppressed, and in implementing the principles of godly marriages and disciplining our children, and give them to God to serve Him. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and serve you. Lord, enable us to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus and to make new disciples and train new workers to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church. Multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.